Hey guys, welcome back to Laptop. We have a very, very special episode for you guys today. We're going to shoot the breeze with a couple of people here in this room. First of all, I've got Jeremy Lewis here, and he's my co-host. And I've got Donna from Partnerships, and Matt Lewis, who's our CEO.
Hello. Welcome. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting us come and chat. We love doing this. It feels like every week we get together in our management meetings and we talk about stuff. And it feels like a lot of it we could share with people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got like really excellent episodes, but once in a while we want to just shoot the breeze and talk about what's new.
Yeah, let you guys know what's going on.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. Okay, well, let's talk about something really exciting that just happened.
I've got a topic that's really exciting. So we just completed our season of ISO accreditation audits at all five locations in Lehi, Utah, St. George, Utah, Tempe, Arizona, St. Pete, Florida, and in the New Jersey site in Mount Olive, New Jersey. And, you know, preparing for an audit is crazy amount of work.
It's always so scary. I remember I was as an analyst, and now I was like, Partnerships every single time. I'm just like hiding. I'm like, please don't ask me questions. It's like, I was ready for the questions, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, ooh.
It almost feels like it's the playoffs for Scientific Labs.
It really is.
Absolutely. This is game time.
This is World Series for us. Yeah. Every year.
I'm going to interject and just give all of us a woot woot right now because it's like, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's a lot of work leading up to it. And, you know, one of the things that I always worry about is, when you have an audit, you want to be completely 100% honest. You want to answer the question that's asked of you, but you never volunteer anything.
No.
Right?
Never give more than they ask.
You always give exactly what they're asking. And we just had some really great responses from our team members. They came prepared. And the really exciting thing is that we had no findings at all in all five labs.
This is
feels like that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, let's give ourselves a pat in the back.
Zero is
no, this is not an easy feat. I don't think it is easy because I think that everyone out there can attest to, like, you could get a little bit of a, you know, you dink your marks here and there, but you can still pass. But this is perfection, right?
Yeah.
Well, I will qualify that a little bit.
Okay.
Because because there's no such thing as being perfect in a lab, right?
Okay.
We all make mistakes. It happens. Machines go bad. People have bad days. Yeah. They're not thinking. I mean, there's just a litany of things that can go wrong in a lab. And no matter how much you put in systems and processes to control that, there are inevitabilities. Like, things can happen. And we never like to see that. I mean, we have this saying, doing it right on time every time. Mm-hmm. And we strive for that, but, you know, imperfections do happen.
Yeah.
When you have an audit, the interesting thing about that is, you know, there's only so much digging that an auditor can do. And they're welcome to come in and dig as much as they want. And we'll show them everything that they want to see. But they can't spend, you know, 3 weeks at one location on one topic until they find an issue.
Right.
And so when we met earlier this week on Thursday, we started out the meeting by congratulating the team on how well we did on the ISO audits, which was fantastic. And then my next question was, do you remember what I asked the team?
No, I can't remember. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
That's okay. I can't believe you didn't listen to every word.
She was sleeping in our meeting.
No, there's a transcript. There's a transcript. I can pull that up.
What I said to the team was, well, what did they not find that we need to that we need to fix? Right? Because we're always our worst critics. We are always our hardest auditors ourselves. And so we started talking about that a little bit, and I was so proud of Spencer. At the end of that meeting, he came back full circle to my question and said, you know what, I asked the same question, and I wrote down these points. Here are the things that we noted as we went through the audit, but the auditor did not. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to always be proactive and ahead of the game. And Spencer, who is our manager over quality, you know, kudos to him. and for really drilling into this and saying, okay, what is it that we need to address for next year? We're already preparing for next year.
Yeah.
One of the other things that was really cool is that I heard from like 3 or 4 people about how well the Florida lab did, which is kind of a younger satellite lab of ours. And that was so amazing to hear.
We are our worst critic, and that's actually a good thing, because we kind of look at things before everybody does.
Exactly. We hold ourselves to a higher standard, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is awesome. And talk about satellite labs.
Yeah.
Like, tell us, how many do we have?
Yeah, so for us, a satellite lab is a location that doesn't offer all of the services that ARL has to offer, but offers core services. And those would include microbiology. So every one of our satellite labs has a micro lab. Mm-hmm. And one of their key purposes is to provide courier service. And it's interesting how we've created our satellite labs. Like, do you know what kind of our motivation is for where we put a satellite lab, Donna?
I think it kind of has to do with, like, do we have a partner there that we can service day in and day out and just make sure we have the strongest partnership with them? And then we build a lab there. And then we find more partners and just keep on growing our business and just our community.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. If we have a good partner in the area around which we can build a foundation for partners, then we are absolutely opportunity driven and we'll say, yeah, it makes sense to put a lab there.
I think something unique as well that I want to mention is these satellite labs often grow just so organically. Like, we never force a satellite lab in a position where it could fail.
Right.
It's always like, I have the unique perspective of being with this company for a while. So, I mean, I've been out to Arizona when that satellite lab was just starting. It was literally like, you know, we're really just letting this grow on its own. I think that's why the satellite labs they work so successfully, because it was grown from something organic and natural, and it was never forced. And so, yeah, I think they've worked really well.
That organic growth is really important to us. And, you know, we're not the type of company that goes and says, you know what, there's a huge supplement market in this city, put a lab there, and then just try and figure it out. Mm-hmm. We build the lab there around a partner to provide the best service that we can. Mm-hmm. And because we're there, we can offer courier service. And one thing I always ask those key partners in a location is, if we build a lab for you here, would you be willing to introduce us to everybody else you know in the industry? Mm-hmm. And the answer is always, absolutely. If you can put a lab here and save me a day or two of turnaround time,
yeah,
absolutely, we would be interested in that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, we know word of mouth is so powerful, and it's oftentimes, you know, it's more powerful than any marketing effort that we've ever done. I mean, I can attest to that. I'm in marketing. Yeah. But word of mouth is like, if somebody knows that you are the best for them, they're going to introduce you to everyone else because they want the best for their other associates and their peers as well. So
absolutely,
this works.
And I think a testament to that is when somebody maybe leaves one company to another, they usually come back to us. So they're like, hey, had a great experience with company A, I'm in company B, I want the same experience again, let's start it back up. And you can expect the same treatment and experience no matter how big or small your sample load is. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody is a partner to us and will always give you, you know, the white glove service, the free courier, the super, like, on-time rate. I think it's, like, 98%, right, on-time rate?
Yeah, I think
I rounded out. It's 97.8, but yeah, you know, yeah, it's 98 to everybody else. That's really good.
Let's go for 98%.
Don, it sounds like consistency is kind of like the mantra for partnerships. Like, what are some of like the practices that partnerships does, like maybe like the general rules for the team or like major beliefs that you guys work on so that consistency maintains?
For sure. We try to answer every email within the 24 like hours of like a business.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's same day. We try to be really on top of all of them. And even if we don't have the answer, we'll let you know that we're looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not just, hanging there being like, I wonder what's going on. Mm-hmm. And when we don't know the answer, we'll make sure that we contact anybody who we can, that we know can provide that answer. So sometimes the micro questions are very specific. Yeah. We'll contact our micro team. Same with chemistry and stuff like that. But we'll always try to get the information in a timely manner. And if we don't have it right then and there, we'll let you know. And we'll circle back around once we have it.
Yeah,
and that 24-hour turnaround time, and it really, it's more like 3 or 4 hours. You guys yeah. respond to emails very quickly. Is appreciated by our partners. I get comments and emails from partners all the time about, you know, how appreciative they are of that communication, and that the partnership team does a really great job. So
yeah. kudos, I know kudos to that. On marketing side, when we put out a like an email or we put it on our phone number, we have the assurity that when somebody contacts that, it's not going to be a robot. It's going to be somebody on our team picking up the phone or somebody on our team answering email. So I think that's also something that's super valuable, and us as marketing, we appreciate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that goes back to our motto, experience. And then the second one is professionalism, and then value. Mm-hmm. That's always something that I've been very proud of, being a part of this company. And I can just walk out there and just be very, very proud of putting the company on my shirt because you know they're going to have a good experience.
I want to put Donna on the spot one more time if I
yeah.
can.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you ready? Okay, Stump Donna. That's the name of the game here.
Stump.
New series, right? Stump Donna.
Stump Donna.
I got it, guys. I know so much.
So the question I have for you is, you know, we talk about turnaround times and how important they are to us because they're important to our partner. What do you feel our partners could do to help us help them with Ooh. Improving their turnaround times?
Okay, I think the biggest culprit is actually something really easy to fix. It's not sending enough sample.
Yeah.
That's something that happens where it's like, it's going to delay the testing. We don't have enough to set up. And then the second thing, sometimes it's honestly just asking questions before you send in the sample. Sometimes we'll get people that input a test. It's kind of funky. We're not 100% sure aware of it. And then we have to reach out and communicate back and forth. But we already have a sample that maybe could have been done before or ahead of time. And then a sample submission form.
Yeah.
That's so important. It is how we track our chain of custody and how we add the proper testing. But like I said, they're really, really easy things to fix. Simple things.
What do we do in the case of when we get a sample without a sample submission form? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so our sales receiving team is super on top of it. They immediately notify us, and we start communicating with a partner, trying to call, trying to set up really any sort of line of communication to get that information from them, or to get a partner registered if they're not registered, to get the sample submission form if we don't have that. And we just start communicating within 24 hours. But it's really just same day.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, we try and do everything we can for our partners, but some of it, I mean, this is a partnership after all.
Yeah.
Some of it does have to come from the outside in, and we'll do everything that we can to support that effort. So thank you. I appreciate that. You're the authority on that topic since you deal with this every single
every day.
Yeah. I know.
Every day. So
how do partners know exactly how much to send if they have no experience in doing this at all?
Yeah. The really cool thing is that it's on the quote. So
you
should have a quote. It will tell you like the recommended amount right on there. Mm-hmm. And then that recommended amount will usually include any retest so that you don't lose any turnaround, like any days to retesting if a retest is requested or needed. If you don't send enough for retesting or in general, it's just going to delay you.
Yeah.
Now, we do understand there are some ingredients that are very, very expensive, you know.
Yeah.
And companies that we work with are very cautious about sending too much material.
Mm-hmm.
And we get that. If that's the case, call us and, you know, we'll talk to you. Here's what we would like to have. Here's what we absolutely need to have to do the test once.
Yeah.
In other words, just communicate with us. I think that we're really good at communicating with people. I think that's important.
Yeah. I mean, right now our response rate within 24 hours is like 99%. We get over 1,000 emails a week sometimes, and we're still right on top of it.
Another round of applause.
That's an all-star awesome. Stat right there.
So our time is short, but I do want to mention a couple other things if I can.
Sure.
I was highlighting a few items that that we're bringing in-house. PFAS is a huge topic in the community in the United States at the moment. There was a $1 billion federal grant issued for PFAS investigation, and these are what the general community calls forever chemicals. PFAS and forever chemicals, when you hear those terms, they mean the same thing. So we've been working really hard for the last several months to bring those in-house and be ready for that. So we're ready. We're absolutely ready.
Awesome.
We've got our triple quad dedicated just to doing PFAS. Because it is such a sensitive test, we can't have any contaminants, so we don't run anything on that mass spec triple quad other than that one test, which is a huge investment on our part.
Yeah. Okay, just to humor me, because I don't know what PFAS is. What is it, and who needs it? Like, what industry needs it?
A great question. And so, really, we see a lot of these forever chemicals that don't degrade that end up in the human body.
Wow. Okay.
We see them as a result, and I'm not the authority on this. So, if anybody out there listening is, you know, going to question this, if I misspeak this, let me know.
Yeah.
But they're chemicals that don't break down.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know how harmful they are exactly yet, but we know they're not good for the body.
And they continually exist because
they continually exist.
Like, yeah.
I believe we know that they are man-made. They are a residue, residual of plastics and polymers and and everything else. Interesting fact, here in the state of Utah, we find PFAS in our streams and lakes.
What?
And I don't know what the concentration is. I don't know how unhealthy it is. But it is something we need to get ahead of, right?
Sure.
It's something that we need to be proactively getting ahead of. And they've traced it back to ski and snowboard wax.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah,
I heard it's the wax that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, before they started using organic wax, for decades and decades and decades, we were using
wax.
Yeah. Right, and all that ends up in the snow. The snow melts, trickles into the streams and rivers, trickles into the lakes and reservoirs.
Yeah.
And that's where we're kind of seeing it. So
PSA for skiers, switch to organic, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Any winter sport.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that we've brought in-house recently. The other thing that we've brought in-house again is protein testing. We used to do it in-house. We discovered, you know what, it's not a core competency of ours. We're good at it. The results are accurate. But we're not super fast and efficient, and it just wasn't, you know, we just decided it wasn't for us. But we've got some partners down in Florida particularly that do a lot of protein testing, and they committed to some volumes and we committed to bringing it in-house, and so we've done that, and so we're pretty excited about that. So those are the two. Are there other things recently that we need to mention here today?
No, I think just like big shout outs to our ICP lab where all the heavy metals are tested. They had a massive influx week and they absolutely crushed it, reported everything within a 3-day rush. So that's pretty amazing.
How many 1-day rushes did they have 2 weekends ago? It was like 100 and something?
I think so. It was. I remember I saw the package itself that the samples came in, and it was like 90 pounds. And I was like, I was going to be like a good Samaritan to get that back. And then I was like, somebody else can get this really big package.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it was 150 or something maybe. Yeah.
And ICP is one of those tests that's it's tiring. It's it's a tough test to run, and it's a tough lab to be in. So shout out to that team for.
Yeah, the Superman Award goes to that lab.
Oh, big shout out to Justin and Parker.
Yes.
Good job, guys.
Awesome, awesome.
And all the support staff that, you know, get samples prepared and ready for it. There's a lot that goes into it. And so, yeah, that's a pretty cool shout out. I appreciate you mentioning that one. So.
Hey, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
For being here, shooting the breeze with us. We should do this more often.
Yeah, we'll try to have these conversations when we can.
Okay, well, any last words?
Thank you to the listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Subscribe, 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 subscribe. Follow us. We love to hear from you, so write us at insight. No, not nope, that's not the right one. Write us at labtalk@yourqualitylab.com. Shoot us your questions or suggestions, whatever you have. We'll be more than happy to accommodate you.
Yeah, sweet. I'd love to answer if somebody out there has a question specifically about lab work or whatever.
Yeah.
We'd love to have a conversation about that.
Absolutely. Okay, until next time, thank you guys.
Sweet. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a wrap on this episode of Lab Talk. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and learned something new about the exciting world of science and laboratory partnerships. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and delve deeper into the topics discussed, be sure to subscribe to Lab Talk on your favorite podcast platform. Share the knowledge with your colleagues and friends, too.
Do you have any questions or suggestions for future Lab Talk topics? We'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email at labtalk@yourqualitylab.com. And for more information about Analytical Resource Labs and the services we offer, visit our website at www.analyticalresource.com.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode of Lab Talk.
Lab Talk is a production of Analytical Resource Labs, copyright 2024, all rights reserved. The music used in this episode is composed by R.D. Sun.